Blog Talk Radio. This is the Change Book Radio Show, global insight and inspiration for life and business. We're brought to you by the fastest growing personal development book series in the world titled The Change. And I'm your host and voice, Stacey Carnaluti, transformational leader and coach, international bestselling author, and founder of High Powered Success Academy and StaceyC.com, The Power to Be. Welcome to The Change. Hey, friends, it's Wake Up Wednesday here on the Change Book Radio Show, and we have an awesome guest with us today. He's a marketing specialist and an expert in business and product development. So I am super excited to have David Scully with us today. David, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing this morning, Stacey?
So good. Thank you for being here today. I'm going to introduce you real quick, and then we'll get right to the juicy stuff. David is an author and a speaker, and he speaks at Fortune 500 events to leaders and CEOs and people that are at the top of their industries. His journey has brought him through airbrush design. Got to see one of your works one day. You're amazing, an amazing artist. Retail store owner, graphic design, creative director, to CEO of a CRTV marketing firm, and now he's the co-founder and chief marketing officer of OneStoneHubs.com, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. David is a true super talent and multi-passionate entrepreneur, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show today. He's got a huge heart to help others succeed. So welcome to the show again, David. And I am just in awe of your talent. I just learn more and more about you each and every week. David is local to me. We go to the same church, and I've had the honor of working with him and his wife and awesome family. And I just am so impressed by your ability to sustain discomfort. We were talking about that earlier, and have this incredible positive energy. It just blesses everybody around you. So anyways, thank you for being here again.
Well, thank you for that awesome introduction. I feel the same. As Stacey said, we have the pleasure and honor of knowing each other through multiple places, and one of them being our church. And yeah. You know, it is a great honor to be able to help people and be able to bring whatever you've learned and whatever you've done in your life to help and inspire others. So, yeah, it's fun. I love it.
Cool. All right. So a favorite quote of yours is by Thomas Edison, and it is, opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work. I just think that's so precious. You are an extremely hard worker. Do you find that people have a hard time working hard these days? Are you seeing a shift in that over the generations?
I do. I do find that people are having a hard time working right now. I mean, we live in a generation right now where things have been handed to everybody quite easily. I mean, everything is 1,000 times easier than it was even 10 years ago. I mean, just mm-hmm. Google alone has changed, you know, our abilities to get information easily. We used to have to go, you know, look things up in you know, a dictionary or at the library. You know, you don't have to do any of those things anymore. So there's been a huge shift in work ethic, or lack of work ethic, I think, in the past couple of decades here. And I came from a school of, you work hard, you work honest, you treat people right, you do everything you can for somebody, and it comes back to you. And that was passed on to me from my father and my mother and my grandparents. So yeah, for me, it's a matter of, a lot of people really do miss out on opportunity because they're afraid of the work. They just don't put in the work. Nothing comes easy. And that's okay, because when you work hard for something, you enjoy it that much more and you reap the reward in tenfold. So, I would say that's my favorite saying because of exactly what we just mentioned. So,
Yeah, the reward is great. It really is. So I think that we are really making a huge shift right now. There seems to be like such a change happening in the world to, you know, contributions that don't require, you know, a lot of it's a different kind of work that we are being called to put in. And I think that we're tapping in to the life's work that we're really designed and destined for. So we're not having to get it through blood, sweat, and tears as much as just passion. And so I know that you have tapped into your big why, you know, the thing that really lights you up and keeps you sustaining those high levels of discomfort and taking risks and everything. And I know for me as a parent, I want my kids to enjoy doing the things that they're wired to do. And I think now more than ever, kids are not motivated to do anything except the thing that they are made to do. And so if we can help them find that thing that they're designed and destined to do, we are really helping them out in a big, huge way. But I'm just wanting to lead into this whole concept that selling is as natural as breathing. You know, that each one of us really truly is made to do something of great service in the world. And if we can find out what that is, then we can do it with passion and with life, and we can really serve people from a very high and authentic place. So this whole marketing thing should be very, very natural. It should be, coming out of us as just with ease, you know, it shouldn't be so forced. So let's talk about that. Like, how do we market from a very authentic place where it's just as natural as breathing?
Well, and I believe that we all actually have that capability. Before I get into the how we get there, I want to touch on a couple things that you mentioned here. One is the why. I've spoken many, many times. And one of the things that I always include in what I speak about is understanding your own why, because, you can figure out where you want to go. You can figure out what you want. You can figure out how even to get there. But if you don't have a driving force, if you don't understand what your why is, then that path is going to be 1,000 times harder, because you're not going to have the ability to get over the hurdles necessary. And because the ability to get over those hurdles and those inevitable difficulties is understanding your own why. I mean, and it's different for everybody. I mean, some people's why is just, you know, a deep down motivating factor of, hey, I want to be successful. I want to have that stature. I want to, I want to reach a certain level, and they're very goal oriented. Others, and I would say most people, and definitely in my case, my why is my family. My why is I want to be that provider that I grew up thinking and believing and understanding that I should be. And so if you have that why, everything else, no matter what's getting thrown at you, tends to be a non-issue. I mean, of course, there's struggles and there's obstacles and there's daily difficulties. And it is incredibly difficult to succeed in this world, regardless of what you're doing, starting a business, working for someone else, working for yourself. It doesn't matter what it is that you do. There are massive, massive struggles. And understanding your why is what's going to get you in a place to where those struggles aren't a big deal, because you know they're coming at you, but you know why you're doing it. Therefore, you just deal with it. So with that being said, let me now answer your question of, how do we wake up and or understand that whole marketing piece that we all have in us, I believe. And, how do we use that, right? So I believe that every single one of us understands what marketing is without really getting into it. You mentioned the quote that I love so much, which is, from Thomas Edison, that is, opportunity is often missed because it's, dressed like overalls and looks like work. Well, people are afraid of work, and especially, and I don't want to say everybody's afraid of work, but sometimes it's just too much, right? You have enough to do and deal with in your daily life. If you're a real estate agent, you're doing all the jobs of that real estate. If you're a stockbroker, you're doing all the jobs of that. You don't want to take on learning something new and trying to apply it. So a lot of times people don't even think about the marketing aspect and that's for marketers. Oh, that's for sales guys. But I want to challenge you to say marketing is in everything that we do. And if you understand it and take a little bit of time to realize what it can do for you, it will increase your business tremendously. So let me qualify what I mean by that. This is kind of ridiculous. I get a little giddy and excited because I just love this stuff. But here's the bottom line. Marketing is the process of communication, right? Mm-hmm. But if we break it down to simply what it is, It's also the process of communication and persuasion, because you're not just trying to communicate something. You're actually trying to communicate something and persuade the way somebody sees whatever topic it is that you're talking to them about, whether it's selling a product, a service, whether you're just trying to change their view or persuade their view on your business, your type of business, your industry, whatever it is. You are simply communicating in order to persuade, right? So here's the funny thing. When you got up this morning and you got ready for the day, Stacey, did you look in the mirror?
No, not till quite a while later.
Well, but my point is that pretty much every
day, sooner or later,
when people are getting ready, they go look in the mirror, right?
Okay,
you put on your clothes, right? You put on your clothes. If you're a woman, you do your makeup. If you're a man, you're doing your hair, you're grooming, you're looking at your beard if you have one, you're shaving. You're preparing yourself for the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
What you're really doing is you're packaging yourself in your marketing for whatever it is you're trying to achieve that day.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Think about this from the perspective of you are now taking the core of you, your look, what you look like, how you present yourself, and you are effectively communicating the way that you want to communicate by adjusting your look to be the way that you want it to be in order to persuade the view of the person you run into that day. So simply put, you're packaging yourself. You're doing marketing every day, but you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your own perceptive view of others of you, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about that from a perspective of, well, wait a second. Okay, if I'm a salesman, if I'm a if I'm a cash register person, right? It doesn't matter what it is that you do. You are packaging yourself in order to be perceived a certain way. So now, if you take a few moments to think about what that means in terms of packaging yourself and packaging what it is that you do, the service that you offer or the product that you sell or the company that you represent, you now are always thinking, whether you realize it or not, about, well, what is it that that person sitting across from me sees? What is it that they're hearing, right? So I'm challenging everybody to think about marketing from a perspective of you now already know the basics. You know what it is to communicate things in a way where the perception is in your favor. And that's what you're looking for in marketing, right? But now you have to take just a couple of quick little thoughts to take it a little bit further. And that is, think about your target audience. Now, let me put that in perspective to what I just mentioned, which is what you do every day, right? You are marketing yourself, you're packaging yourself, and you're doing it for who? You're doing it for a target audience. Who? Target audience meaning the target, meaning the kind of person that you want to talk to. Audience meaning that person that you want to talk to. And it could be person, could be people, could be an entire industry, right? But the target audience is the person that you want to appeal to and that you want to communicate with and persuade their view on whatever it is that you're talking about. So the bottom line is, if you approach everything in a way to where you're thinking about not just how you're packaging yourself and what it is you want to communicate and what the actual persuasion is that you're looking to do, meaning how do you want to see them? You have to think about the outcome. How do you want them to see what you're saying, what you're representing, what you're talking about? But think even further and think about who that target audience is and what they are looking for. Because I will tell you this, I've spoken on stages in front of presidents of companies, CEOs, VPs, marketing directors, business development directors, and I will tell you the majority of the owners of companies and the majority of the presidents of companies are not necessarily their own target audience, meaning they may love their own product, but they're not necessarily always the person that will buy their own product or that will buy them for the same reason that their target audience will.
Right.
So the most important thing in my mind for somebody to start thinking about marketing and how it can help you is simply to understand your target audience, understand who it is you're trying to talk to and what their goals and their needs are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then with that knowledge, you package yourself appropriately, you communicate with them, and you actually try to solve whatever that target audience's issues or problems are with whatever it is that you're representing. Does
yeah.
all that make sense?
Yeah, totally, totally. You want to get into the mind of your people, the people that need you most. This is the biggest challenge, right? That we might not be. And I think a lot of business owners start with themselves. You know, they're like, I don't know who my target audience is. I don't know who my, and so we start with ourselves. Well, let's talk to ourselves. How would we want to, you know, how would we be able to hear our message? But ultimately, hopefully, you know, people will buy your product or your service, and then you can study them and say, well, what is it that brought you to my, you know, it brought you to me? You know, I had to do that market research with my own clients and really wrap my head around what the languaging was. And I was blown away when I asked them, you know, here I'm thinking I'm marketing coaching packages to launch your business or to identify what your genius is and what you're really here to do on this earth. And really what they ended up telling me was that the reason why they came to me was not because of my great programs, but because of my credibility and my authenticity. They said, you just are the real deal. You walk the talk. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, what I learned is that it was the standard that I was living according to that drew them. It wasn't my great program. And that took
right.
me like
nope.
for a whole nother, you know, I was like, holy moly, should I be marketing my standard? Well, not necessarily, but that's just a whole nother element that you got to make sure that your marketing messages are fully authentic with your value system, that everything's aligned so that it does come out, you know, in such a natural sort of breathing way, you know, because we're speaking messages that we don't even know we're speaking. Just by the way that we live and utilize our products and services, you know, so it's, yeah, this is so, it's so good to realize that we are marketing every single day, every time we get dressed, every time we have a conversation, every time, you know, we, you know, are engaging with people, we're marketing something, you know, what is it that what is the message?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
A couple of things that are a regular in my daily thought process and would and should be a regular in your thought of what you're doing in terms of marketing and marketing yourself or your product or your service. And that is you stumbled upon your what I call USP. USP is your unique selling proposition or your unique selling point, right?
Mm-hmm.
You thought your unique selling point was your packages, but what you stumbled mm-hmm. across is that your unique selling point is your genuine nature and
yeah.
your example of what your packages can be the result of, right?
Yeah.
So it's very important to understand that. I mean, and like I said, that's something that I regularly think about on, you know, when it comes to a marketing standpoint is, you know, what is your USP? And
mm-hmm.
And then I want to touch on something else that you mentioned, and that is I don't care what you sell. I don't care what kind of company it is. You could be selling, you know, stocks of multimillion-dollar corporations, or you could be selling manure for a garden. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is when you're talking to people, they are buying into you.
Yeah.
They are buying into you, your genuine nature, how valid it is, whatever it is you're telling them. So credibility is absolutely always, always, always a factor because
yeah.
if you don't come across genuine, you will not get that sale no matter how great your product or service is. If
yeah.
you are representing yourself as a person who genuinely believes in what you're talking about, then you will succeed tenfold because people buy into people. They don't buy into product. Now, there
yeah.
are exceptions. You know, if you're going to pull up to the gas station and put gas in your car, you really don't care who's standing behind the counter for gas,
mm-hmm.
right?
So
there are exceptions. But
yeah.
when it comes to most businesses and engagement between people, and whether you're – and I'm not just talking about salesmen and direct sales scenarios – I'm talking about consulting. I'm talking about in any position that you are in within your company, even if you're not out there, you know, making sales, you still have a success level of your own that needs to be met And that requires engagement with all the other people around you, which requires you to understand that you're marketing yourself and your genuine nature at all times. Truly.
We are here to evangelize, right? That's our point.
Right.
We are made to evangelize. You know, I think about your market. I mean, because of your clear why to provide for the family, I see your ideal clients and like incredible audience full of men whose why is also to provide for their families. Like you would be very effective in, you know, leading a group of men whose why was the same thing. And I think that that's what we find out when we're in service kind of businesses, we end up attracting people that have similar whys. And to know that is so, it's powerful, you know, to not forget to leave out that USP, like you said, to know that about yourself and to understand that the people that you're going to attract are probably very similar in their value system like that. So that's very cool. I was sharing with David before we got before we went live about Simon Sinek. I love him. He did an awesome Simon Sinek. It's S-I-N-E-K if you've never heard of him. But he did an awesome TED talk on the difference between most leaders and inspired leaders. And it doesn't matter what field you're in. Most leaders will market from the outside in, which means that they're going to emphasize their product. They're going to talk about the what first, and then they're going to talk about the how, and lastly, they're going to talk about the why. But the inspired leaders, the ones that really influence the world in radical ways, those are the people that are ordering their messaging from the inside out, which means that they're ordering it from the why first, and then the how, and lastly, the what. And so this is huge. And I noticed that David always has this incredible energy that I talked about before, always high energy, always passionate about what he's doing. And so as he shared earlier, it's because he's very, very connected to his own personal why. But when you can get to the why in your ideal client or your target audience, that's when the magic really, really happens. So how do we discover it, right, David? So how do we discover what the why is for our target audience?
That's a great question. And, you know, I've been in marketing for most of my life. When you are first assessing what it is that you're marketing and how you do it, there's a few standard tools. I mean, if you've taken even a marketing 101 type class, there's things like the SWOT analysis, right? SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, right? So you identify all your strengths, all your weaknesses, all your opportunities, and all your threats, and then you from that assess a plan of how to attack it and all that stuff. And that's a great exercise, and it's amazing, and I actually, you know, have a copy of it. I'm happy to share with anybody. Those are fundamentals of, you know, things that you should have forefront of mind when you're doing things. But honestly, the easiest way to get to that answer of how do you approach and how do you answer the why for your customer is really, truly think benefits-driven, period. Benefit-driven, not stats, not specs, not details about your product. You know, OneStone, the company that I'm currently with, I mean, this is a very, very exciting company with exciting products. We have a digital table tent that literally sits on the tables in restaurants and has a 7-inch high definition screen that scrolls advertising while you're sitting there, but also has cables on both sides and allows people to charge their phone while they're sitting at a table, which is amazing. This is like game changing for the restaurant industry, for the hotel industry, for all of that. Now, do I sell that product to the restaurants or the venues as, hey, look at this, it's 7 inches of screen, it's HD, it's made of blah, blah plastic, it has this many ports, it has that. Now, those are all features and those are specs that are really great that I can get into the details of after, now notice, after I identify how this is going to benefit them. I don't talk to them about what, I don't talk to them immediately about the product. I mean, this is what separates us in other countries, by the way. You know, I've worked with many, many Chinese and Taiwan and, you know, other countries that are really huge in manufacturing. And if you look at their marketing, you will see this giant spreadsheet or this giant list of this is the kind of plastic we used, and this is the kind of
feature,
you know,
yeah.
it weighs this much, and the size is this, and all that. And those may be important from, you know, different perspectives, but that is not what sells the product. What sells it is understanding that person's why. Now, when I talk to a restaurant, for instance, with that product in mind, first thing I say is, what do you need from your customers? You need to increase your average ticket. You need to increase the experience that they have when they're there, customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. You need ways to promote other services, other products, the drink special that you have, the dinner special that you have, the upcoming events that you have. You may be showing the UFC fight next week. You know, whatever it is that you want to communicate, you need ways to communicate. So I've identified now multiple reasons that they need, there are multiple things that they need, multiple benefits of my product. So the benefits of my product are, because you can show that drink special and you can show that dinner special and you can change that artwork anytime you want without having to go to a printer, I'm saving you money. I'm delivering communication for you. I'm increasing your average ticket sales because people buy what they see and they love to be engaged. And this is engaging advertising right there in front of their face. So you're going to see a 10 to 15% increase on your sales, right? So these are problems that they currently have, whether they realize it or not. I'm giving them those benefits and those solutions to those problems up front. I'm telling them, this is what this is going to do for you. And then I tell them how. Here's how it works. This is a giant power bank that'll charge 40 phones a day, plus run the screens, and you don't have to run any wiring. That's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Those are huge selling benefits, right? Those are huge selling points. But those aren't the benefits to the customer. The benefits to the customer are the first things that you talk about. How you get there is the next thing that you talk about. And then, of course, how you've made it easy for them or less expensive for them or easy to get involved. Those are all benefits of your program, but not the benefits for them. The benefits for them are always, always, always first key. First key.
Amen. Amen. And I
Does
like
that make
to
sense?
Yeah, totally, totally. Whenever we can get really, really tangible with those results or those benefits as far as money, health, and relationships, right? Do you believe that too?
Absolutely.
Like people, they want more money, they want more love or like romance or connection in their life, and they want health. Like bottom line, when we bring it back to those three things, like how does our product or service really increase those three things? That's what wakes people up. And we know that our products and services give people way more than that. But when we speak directly to those three things, it seems to really get their ear.
Well,
so,
And think about it. If you've got a good product that ultimately helps them in their business, aren't you always selling a little bit of peace of mind? Aren't you always selling some ease in their life? Aren't you always selling additional success in their business? Aren't you always selling that final end result that they really want to get to? It is perfectly okay to talk about, and it's actually very smart to talk about those things first. Don't you want to increase your business? What if you could increase your business by 1% and it doesn't take much to do it? Wouldn't you want to do that? Of course you would.
Right.
Well, let me tell you how I can do that for you, right?
Yeah.
Those are important things.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I want to touch on something else that is absolutely huge in today's society, okay?
Cool.
Today's society is a lot more educated, if you will. We talked at the beginning of this show about they're a little bit lazier and maybe they have less work ethic, but they're definitely a lot more educated in that they have a higher expectation of what they want to get from a company or a brand or a service. They are no longer okay with just getting a discount. They want a relationship with you, and they want something for free, and they want you have to give. This is the bottom line. You have to give to get. If you want to get something from them, and I'm talking even just a lead generation campaign where you're trying to capture a lead, where you're trying to get their information so that you can market to them or sell to them later, even in just a lead campaign, you have to give to get. If you're not giving them something, they're not going to give you anything back. You're not going to get anything from them. So you have to approach all marketing right now from a perspective of give to get and give generously. So one of the beauties, and this is actually a core pillar in my current company right now, the product that I just described a second ago that sits on a table and runs advertising and beautiful display and all of that, one of the key features of it is that it gives free charging to a phone. You sit down at that table, you get free charging from that device, and that's solving a problem for people. People's phones are always dying. Mm-hmm. So the core of our business is based around this very motto that I'm telling you, and that is you have to give to get. If you want that customer's attention, you give them something. We're giving them free charging. We're solving a problem for them. So what does that now mean for us in return? We instantly know that because we're giving something free to our customer, they're actually paying a little bit more attention to, and they actually subliminally have a positive experience going on in their head when they look at the ad that's on that same device that's giving them something for free. Yeah. So something beautiful is happening there.
I love this. And people say it. I love to hear the voices.
It's tremendous.
I love to see.
It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We were at a wedding. Hugo brought some hubs to a wedding that we were, you know, it was a family wedding. And so he said, I should bring some hubs, you know, to put on the tables and stuff. And we got white ones to match the decor. It was great. But it was so hilarious how people came over and they were just shocked, like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, they plugged their phone in. They were so excited. And then we put pictures of the bride and groom and the wedding party. And just like, it was really, really precious. So there's so many ways that you can use this hub, you guys. If you want to check these out, they're awesome. Awesome.
Well, and I'm not trying to.
We got to give. So, we need to sow into all of it. You know, it really is true. Seed, time, and harvest. It's a over the ages. Truth. Truth prevails, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, it doesn't matter what it is that your product or service is. If you have that in mind, it'll work for you. I'm not trying to just talk about how great my product is, because I do believe my product is great. But.
Right.
But you all have the ability to do it, no matter what it is that you do. You know, if you're give something to them, give something to your target audience that they wouldn't normally get from someone in your industry, and get that attention from them that they will be happy to give you because you were generous first. You know, show your credibility up front, and then use the marketing tactics that are within you that we've already talked about to then communicate and persuade the way that they view what it is that you have. And this isn't a bad thing, by the way. We're persuaded every single day in how we think about things. Obviously, there's a slight difference between persuasion and manipulation. I am not talking about manipulating people to you know, cause harm or talk them into doing something that they don't want to do. I have a firm belief when it comes to sales, but if I have to actually sell you on something, meaning I have to convince you to do it, then I'm going to have to sell you on the validity of your decision the rest of our relationship, every single day of it. And I don't want to do that. What I would like to do is present a solution for people that includes what I have to offer, and they make that decision because of the fact that my persuasion is on benefits for them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. We have to be in a place of integrity with all of this. You know, people say that like, well, no, I'm not a salesperson. Well, then if you're feeling like you're selling something, then you're either not passionate about or you don't believe in what you've got to offer, or you're hooked up with the wrong audience. So, yeah, that's so so very important that this is flowing from us. I always say that I'm here to help people get what they want in life. And sometimes people need a little help. You know, we don't naturally step into just getting what we want. A lot of people need to be talked into it, you know, and they need to be convinced that they're worthy of having what they want. But that's really the bottom line. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, and education. People don't understand sometimes what they're looking at. They don't know what benefits are in there for them. How can they, right? It's not, they don't have the same understanding of what you're doing that you do, right? So it's your job to educate them. And in that education process, they will come to the realization that it's something that they want or need or not, but at least you've given them that opportunity, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally. I'm in the business of transforming consciousness. You know, I really work to to help people get lasting change in their life. And I realized that that's all that marketing is. That's all that selling is. We are all here to transform the consciousness of people so that people end up making decisions that benefit their lives. You know, we're not here to manipulate anyone. We want to help everybody align themselves with the truth and live the life that they're supposed to be living. So yeah, it's deep and awesome. And oh, I could talk about this stuff forever. So good. Let's talk a little bit about passion. Okay, so incentive marketing is kind of what you already talked about, just making sure that we're generously giving. Is that what incentive marketing refers to?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the topics I speak on quite often is incentivized marketing, and everybody has the ability to incentivize their marketing. For instance, with restaurants, it's easy. You know, they can give to get all day long. They can give you a discount on an appetizer, or even, you know, a free appetizer or a free dessert or a free soda or something like that in exchange for your engagement of some kind. One of the best campaigns that I offer to restaurants for free is take advantage of the fact that people love to feed their own social media and encourage them. And we do this from our hubs. We put a graphic on there that instructs people on how to do it. Encourage them to take a picture of their food and share it with their Instagram or Facebook, knowing as a marketer that the average person has between 200 and 700 followers on their Facebook and Instagram, and that when they post something, it is not seen as an advertisement. It's seen as an endorsement of something that you love that you're now sharing with your friends, which is worth its weight 10 times than what you would get out of a paid ad, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that worth something to the restaurant owner? Absolutely. So that restaurant owner should offer something for free or at least a massive discount in exchange for people doing that. So we instruct them, take that picture, share it with your social media, and then show it to your server for proof so that you can get a free blah, 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 right?
Awesome.
And every business has the ability to do that. If you're a real estate agent, take the time to put together a free, you know, top three or top five things to think about when you're looking at a home. And, you know, write that into a PDF and offer that as a free thing. You know, create a guide, create a checklist, create something that you can give them for free to incentivize your marketing, incentivize your target audience to engage with you. And if at the end of the day they don't engage with you, you've given them some help. You've given them something free, and you're still going to be seen in a very positive light. It will come back to you in a good way no matter what. So I very much believe in incentivized marketing.
So good. So good. Out-of-home advertising. What is that, OOH?
So OOH advertising, out-of-home advertising, is basically when there's an advertisement that is not coming through your television, it's not coming through your computer, it's not in your home, right? It's the billboard that you see when you're driving down the road. It's the park bench advertisement. It's posters and flyers and things that you run across out of your home, right? It's quite literally, it's out-of-home advertising. However, digital digital out-of-home advertising is yet a slightly different animal, and that is where we have a screen where we can put a graphic up and change that graphic on the regular, or even have video or motion graphics. So digital out-of-home graphics would be an example of the television screen in the bar where they're putting up their advertisements, or the billboard on the side of the road that's changing the graphics all the time because it's digital, right? The television screens when you're walking through the lobby of somewhere that's advertising multiple different opportunities. And of course, my products, which is the tabletop digital advertisers that we call the One Stone Hubs. And of course, my company also has the software that that controls that digital content so that we can send new and different advertisements to those screens anytime we want from anywhere in the world, because it's all cloud-based and it's connected to those devices like the tabletop charging stations and even the televisions that have the menus when you go into a restaurant. We control all those for the digital out-of-home advertising. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's so powerful. Amazing.
Cool.
Just amazing. Okay, so specific to the new generation, is that just referring to mobile, social, digital, pretty much just embracing all of that, right? Adapting, like understanding the benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, when I speak about marketing for this generation, I of course it involves social media. Of course it involves digital. It involves interactive advertising where you're actually engaging them in some way. But the incentivized marketing is a big, big piece of that. Like I mentioned before, I already touched on this a tiny bit. The new generation, if you will, of consumers is very educated. They know that if you're not the company that will give them something free, another one will. If you're not the company that will prove that you're socially conscious and that you're actually doing some philanthropic work and you're helping the environment or you're helping local 501c3s and you're engaging in the community in some way, they don't want to work with you because you're not a real person at that point. You're a corporation. They don't want to work with corporations. They don't like corporations. This new generation is anti-corporate. They are very, very about real people who really communicate, who give something to get, and who engage somehow in community. And, of course, you got to get them where they are, which is on their social media or sitting in that restaurant or on their phone or in a mobile device. If you're not going to where they are, you're never going to get to them, period.
Yeah.
So those are some of the high-level advice that I have for the new generation of marketing, right?
Yeah, so good. So good. So relevant. Practical. This is easy stuff, people. Right?
It actually kind of is. I mean,
it really is.
I want to throw out a little phrase that I use sometimes, especially when it comes to incentivized marketing and giving to get and all that stuff. We talk about how there is a line between manipulation and persuasion, right? And we don't want to cross that line. But I have a fun phrase that I talk about that's kind of the ethical bribe, right? And it sounds like an oxymoron. But I very much believe in that there is an ethical bribe, meaning that find something that doesn't cost you anything, but it's knowledge-based or it's information or it's something that's easy at your fingertips or it doesn't cost you much, but will have a high perceived value by your target audience, you know, like a free soda at a restaurant or like, you know, a checklist for the real estate guy or like, you know, the informational piece of, you know, 5 tips or 7 tips or 3 tips that you're going to give to your client. Find what it is and use that as your ethical bribe. Give them something of true value to them. And the bribe is that, you know, they're going to give you some attention. They're going to let you talk to them. They're going to let you give your pitch of what it is that you have to offer them so that you can then persuade them in that what you have is truly a solution for them. So use that ethical bribe, folks.
Amen. Amen. That's so good. People need help. We need to support them, right, in progressing in life. It's never easy. If we stay comfortable, if we stay where, you know, we end up going backwards is the truth. We don't really stay the same, but we really do need guidance and support to move forward in life. And so that's what we're talking about here today. Marketing to really make a difference. So go ahead.
Yes. And I want to echo what you just said. We do need support from each other. And here's the funny part about that. Everyone needs it. So they understand when you're asking for it. Let me qualify that. Let me tell you what
That's
I mean
great.
By that. So there's a horrible phrase in the business world that I can't stand when people say it's business, it's not personal. I hate that phrase because guess what? It should never be business and not personal. It should always be personal because business is a part of life. We all have some sort of business that we do. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no shame in that unless you're actively
dirty,
deceiving people and doing unethical things. If you're not doing that, which hopefully you're not, right? If you're being ethical, if you're being appropriate and you're doing what is good for people and you're helping them solve a problem, then it's absolutely personal. And don't be afraid to make it personal. Tell people, it would, if you're interested in this, it would help me personally if you were to get involved, because this is my livelihood. This is how I do what I do. This is how I provide for my family, just like you have what you do to provide for your family. And if I can be involved and help you in any way, I'm going to, because it is personal. We said it earlier in this session that, you know, everybody is truly buying into you. It is absolutely true. They're buying into their feelings about you, their trust in you, their perception of your genuine nature. They're buying into you on that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with letting them know that this personally affects me and I want to personally help you. This is personal. This is not just business. Now, with that being said, if you can't or if you don't want to or if you say no, I'm not going to take that personal because that part is business. But our engagement, if there is some, is going to be personal. Yeah. I hope that makes sense to people because it's a crucial thing.
Yeah, that's so good, David. Such an important point. Amen. Amen. We want to do business with people that are authentic and sincere and wholehearted. And how do we know that except to make it personal? It's just truly about relationships. That's why we're here. That is why we're here. Right. Totally. I want to send people to you, David at onestonehub.com. You can contact him there or reach out on LinkedIn too. You're pretty active on LinkedIn, right?
I'm on LinkedIn. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm, you're right. That's my email address. And if you guys want to shoot me an email, by all means, go for it. I'll happily, by the way, I don't know that I mentioned this before. I have a couple of little tools that are really great for some of the things that we're talking about. I've got that SWOT analysis. I've got a little document that I wrote some years back that sounds kind of crazy, but it's called The World's Simplest Yet Effective Marketing Plan. Because I think that that's something that everybody should do. They should do their own personal marketing plan. And it's just a really quick and simple document that I wrote many years ago that's pretty effective. I will happily give that to anybody free if you want to reach out to me. No problem.
Awesome. So awesome. And he's also giving you guys a $500 discount to get these hubs set up on your establishment, whatever you got going on. Reach out to David and he will get you set up with those incredible advertising, digital displays, phone chargers. It's a great, great product. But he's full. You are so full of generous offers. That truly solve problems for people. You're just incredible. So anyways, thank you so much for being here, David. This truly is content rich. Yeah, you're welcome. And listeners, if you are ready to get your voice out or ready to launch your business or just connect, you know, with the genius that is in you, because you have got something so important here to do in this earth. And that is my specialty. So reach out to me, Stacy@stacyc.com. That's with the EY. And we can get you going. We've got coaching programs and just all kinds of things. We've got a new book collaboration that's coming out. The Change Book Radio Show is going to be relaunching soon. Just all kinds of exciting things in the works. So reach out to me anytime. And listeners, thank you for being here today. And reach out to David as well, David@onestonehub.com. And until next week, don't forget to be the change and the magic you're hoping to see in the world. We'll see you next time. Peace out. Bye, David.
Thank you, Stacy.